Hey, it's extra funny.
Hey,
with the TJ and Riggins show.
Whoop whoop
whoop whoop
whoop whoop.
It's that whoop whoop. You supposed to be up cooking breakfast or something. Whoop whoop.
You cook breakfast every morning, don't you, Riggins?
Something? Yeah. Maybe 3 out of the 5 days I come in here.
Yeah. You were up early this morning, though, weren't you? Earlier than normal?
No.
No? Because the email that you send me every morning came a lot earlier than it normally.
Yeah, I just got the content that early. But no, yeah. I was out with the dog and doing our usual thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what time do you get up, Lindsay?
This morning it was a little bit later than yesterday. I hope it doesn't continue that cycle. But yesterday was like 4:30. Today was like 4:38.
Yeah,
I can't keep going up because I have to leave my house by like 5.
Yeah,
you know, on the dot.
Mm-hmm. You live in a different time zone, pretty much.
Yeah,
in the studio,
it feels like that.
All right. Okay. So there's a lady that has had to have a procedure done, and it wasn't what you call an elective procedure. It was something that had to be done, but she's managed to turn a negative into a positive. And we will get into that coming up next.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, this is extra funny. Oh, and it is going to be super duper extra funny. I can just feel it. Can y'all feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it?
Feel it.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what a Barbie bum surgery is?
Oh, God.
Barbie bum?
No.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Like making your butt smaller like a Barbie?
Mm,
no.
No, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
It is when someone has to have a colostomy bag, the Barbie bum surgery is the procedure in which the rectum and anus are removed and sewn up permanently.
I was kind of thinking that. That's what it might be. But I was like, there's no way you do that.
A Barbie is smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that.
Interesting.
So, when I read this headline this morning, I'm going to see if y'all's minds go to where mine went.
No.
It says, I'm a mom. Here's how me, which is incorrect, should say my. I'm a mom. Here's how me missing a body part helped me pay for my mortgage. Now, if you saw that headline and you knew what the procedure is that she or what she was missing, how would you think that she made money to pay her mortgage?
OnlyFans.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I was like, surely this is not.
Yeah.
She's talking about some kind of OnlyFans fetish type thing. And it wasn't.
Oh, good.
It wasn't.
Good.
No. It was, she decided to come out and talk about it and all of that. And, people started you know, donating money to her to help her out.
No. Oh.
Hmm.
So, it's sad that it's not so far fetched that somebody would, like, you would genuinely think that would be, you know, something that was, you know, a hot ticket item.
Yeah.
On the internets.
That's purely cosmetic, right? There's no benefit for someone.
That's what I was going to ask. What is the reason?
Is it just? It can't be cosmetic, really.
Yeah, because
yeah.
Wouldn't do that
unless you're in the, like I said, if you're doing something nefarious in there, you know, like that whole bleaching thing and whatnot that the performers have done.
Bleach.
Yeah.
Keep that bleach away from all that. Mm-hmm.
But it is something, I guess, that's been a procedure for a while, because there was this old man in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana. He used to, you know, he was talking one time about this preacher that they had who had colon removed and all of that stuff. And he said, and they sewed him completely up. He didn't no more have an asshole than that right there. Smooth as the palm of your hand. And he kept doing it. I mean, that right there.
Like, you're not getting it.
Yeah. That was his asshole. Yeah. Smooth right there.
That's crazy.
Oh, and that was back in the 80s. Yeah, you know.
Wondering when the Barbie name came to, when they started naming.
She's from the UK, so I guess that's why they call it a Barbie bum surgery.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Instead of a Barbie butthole surgery?
The bum.
It's an easier pill to swallow than we're going to sew up your butthole.
Yeah. Right.
Permanently.
But I wonder what.
And ouch.
Yeah.
Too.
But there has to be some sort of benefit other than cosmetic to it.
Surely.
Maybe you leak.
That'd be about the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
But bless her heart.
And do they, I mean, the numbing situation, they got to give you numbing, obviously.
I'm sure that's not an outpatient procedure.
You don't think they're just giving you shots of numbing and just kind of, because now we don't know what the UK does.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're going to feel a small pinch.
Mm. Yeah. Whoa. I bet it is an outpatient over there.
But I mean, good for her. She said that, you know, obviously if something like that happens, you know, it's traumatic. And it shows her in a bikini and, you know, she's got her, I've never seen one. So this is interesting to see her in a bikini with the colostomy bag. Huh? But it's not, I'm really not trying to be funny at all. It's just that I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Never.
It's just normal, like a little, looks like a pouch. That's a, you know, that lays flat up against her.
On her stomach?
Under her bikini. Now, she's got a damn camille toad that won't quit. I think, you know, is more disturbing in this picture than the colostomy bag. Mm. I mean, I don't know what the laws are over there about this sort of thing, but that looks pretty much...
Ooh, oh my God!
Obscene. Oh, it's holy a great. That's a very thin material, I guess, mm-hmm. on that bathing suit.
Yeah. Body's amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of good body.
Hmm. Wow. Well, nobody can tell that they're going to tear a new asshole anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Silver lining. Wow.
I'll reopen that asshole.
Oh God! Ouch.
I don't want to laugh at her condition.
No. It sucks.
Do you wear a one piece like it to cover it, or is it people just see it, like just look at it?
I think what the story is about how she just has accepted it and she's confident now and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But she's had a lot of cosmetic procedures to her face, so I think she's, you know, really into looks and stuff like that. So so she's probably like, yeah, I'm hot. Even with this.
Right.
You know. It's a badge of honor.
Hmm. Wait, are y'all talking about the colostomy bag or the other thing? Because.
I don't know. Whichever one you're most proud of.
I mean, you can see everything she's got through that bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm. Now, does anybody think that she will ultimately end up on the OnlyFans?
Yeah.
If the chips are down and you know, you're looking to make a little bit of cash, and then it takes one DM of somebody like, hey, you know what? I would pay you $1,000 if you send me a picture of something.
I got to see it.
Once she needs money to get more plastic surgery, she might stoop to that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
You hope not, but.
Yeah. But as of now, she's on the high road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, we know she's not like that woman that was selling her farts in a jar.
Right.
She's not doing that.
Thank goodness.
Which, by the way, was such a ripoff, let me tell you. I mean, but then after after you would get that and it doesn't, you know, it's not what you thought it was, are you going to try to take them to small claims court? Are you going to be that pervert?
Right.
Going, you know, Judge Mathis. it was just an empty jar. It didn't have any fart in it at all.
Don't you want to talk to one of those guys that bought the fart in a jar? I mean, she sold a ton of them.
How many? Like
thousands.
She made a bunch of money.
And what are you doing to fart that much? Like, is it just like a lot of Taco Bell? Like, what are we doing?
I think she specifically ate things that would give her gas so she could fill them up.
That is so gross. I mean, that's the, if you're on OnlyFans, like that, you got to do something else.
Yeah.
You got to do something
else. Oh, other than fart in a jar. But I mean, she's got a niche.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it worked. I mean, you got freaks out there who would do that, who would buy
that.
She
didn't have to take her clothes off.
Yeah, but out of all the things, if I'm doing it, if I'm doing OnlyFans, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what I would do is not that. I don't want to be, my tummy doesn't want to be upset all the time.
But did she have to use a funnel for that? I mean, how did that work?
I don't know.
I think she like would record how she did it just so you knew she actually did it.
Yeah.
A certificate of authenticity, essentially.
Yeah, but I mean, how big was the jar?
Like a mason jar type thing, yeah, I think.
Jam jar.
Like, is selling your underwear like too popular? Like too many people do that?
It's a lot more work.
Is it?
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, is selling socks still a popular thing for, you know, people on social media?
That would be the easiest thing. I could do that.
You know, so people would sell draws, socks. What else would they sell? Old shoes. They would sell their old shoes and stuff.
Yeah, what was the other one? There were the farts in the jar.
The bathwater.
Oh, the bathwater. That's
what it is. And then somebody sell spit.
Probably.
I don't know.
Farts in the Jar is worse than buying bathwater, right?
It's also my favorite band.
Farts in a Jar.
Collecting your jar.
I bet you're going to pay more for shipping, though, on a jar of bathwater than you would
have some
jar of fart.
Good point.
You got to get bubble wrap and, you know.
Well, like, what's the most expensive? I think the shoes would be the most expensive because you got to buy shoes.
Yeah, shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
With the bathwater, if it cracks before it gets to you and it's empty, you're like, no!
It's like moldy in the box.
So with the shoes, though, they would show themselves putting the shoes on, walking around in them, right? And then sell them.
Yeah. But don't you want to talk to the guy that's like, have to, the fart in a jar or whatever it is, like, what is going, like, what are you doing with it? How are you using it? How do you preserve the fart? It's just like, I have 1,000 questions.
So right, and you can't preserve it because then what's the point?
Yeah, it's like letting the genie out of the bottle. You can't put that back in the jar. So you've got to like plan your, like, this is my Friday night. I'm going to open the fart and I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to put on some like Luther Vandross, like whatever it is, light some candles and then just like.
And do you get a discount if you save the jar, send it back? Like a reusable.
Like a Coke bottle.
Yeah. And just fill it up for me. Do I get a discount? Like,
round two, baby. I'm back.
Like at the 7-Eleven or something. Yeah. Or at Disney when you buy those cups to begin with, you know, the first thing.
Reusable.
Yeah. And if you buy that, though, I would say, Regan, you said, what do? You talking to these people? I would try to get them to the nearest hospital. I mean, I really would because they're sick.
Aren't you curious,
they're sick.
Though?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, people. Accuse me of being a freak all the time just because I want to know what makes the mind work that way, like with serial killers or fart buyers, you know, the average, you know, fart consumer of 2024.
Yeah.
They might be like normal people, like people you go to, I don't want to say church, but like people that live in your neighborhood that they're just like,
they appear to be normal.
Yeah.
We should try to get one.
A fart?
No, a person. I'm sorry. To interview. We should try to get somebody.
I know.
I mean, but do they don't admit it? I mean, they don't.
Well, you never know because people don't have shame now. I always talk about that. That's one of the problems with the country is that there's no more shame.
Yeah.
People have no shame.
They don't get embarrassed by anything. Mm-hmm.
But then again, would you really want to be in a room with that person?
Absolutely.
It would have to be on the phone or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're unstable.
We don't want them to know where we are.
Did you know?
I think it'd be easy to find, though.
Yeah. Lynn. Sure.
Did you know that this lady calls herself a fartpreneur?
No.
That's not even clever.
It doesn't roll. But what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a fartpreneur.
And she does it through her pants into the jar, I guess, huh?
I don't know.
I don't see. I would say no to through the pants. I mean, I would think not.
It acts as a filter, then.
Right. How much? It's like an air filter.
I want the pure. Oh my God. I want to see your cheeks on that jar.
Oh, my God. How much do you think she charged? I'm curious. I have the number.
$10?
No.
$50.
No. You want to guess?
$250.
$200, just below.
Oh, wow.
Mm. 0.05 of Ethereum. She wanted NFT monies.
So, yeah, obviously somebody behind that needs to be in the hospital.
$200 for a fart. Mm-hmm. That is unreal.
Unreal.
And she doesn't outsource any of it, so she's probably tired.
Yeah.
She can't outsource that.
So how do I get on that OnlyFans?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. They're paying $1,000 a pop for her fart jar.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you get 200 from?
200 was, she actually started making fart jar NFTs. That's what she was selling those for. Which is absolutely nothing. You get nothing physical from those NFTs for $200.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Easy come, easy go.
So proud of my mom, the independent businesswoman. Her kids are saying.
Yeah.
She's a fartpreneur.
What does your mom do? Well.
Show up at career day.
She drinks lots of protein shakes and cabbage stews.
Oh, God.
It just gets grosser and grosser.